The Eva Cordia is my share Joe Ballard Thoughtfox, arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. everton274@sky.com. everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. Well, this week on the programme we're having a couple of old favourites and some new unusual tracks as well. We're starting off with, well, what I think is the best duo in the cabaret scene, not only in Ireland but all over the world. I'm talking about Foster and Allen. Now, they're not singing an Irish song, but I'm playing this because this was a big favourite in our house when I was growing up. Take a listen to Foster and Allen and Silver Threads Among the Gold.
Darling, I am growing old. Silver threads among the gold shine upon my brow today. Life is fading fast away, but my darling, you will be always young and fair to me. Yes, my darling, fair to me. When your hair is silver white and your cheeks no longer bright with the roses of May, your lips and say, oh, my darling, mine alone, you have never older grown. Yes, my darling, mine. Love
As I say, not an Irish song, but the song on Sounds Irish doesn't have to be an Irish song, as long as it has some connection with Ireland. And that one, well, that was Foster and Allen, two, as I say, of the best, most popular Irish duos around. Now, also, one of the joys in my life, I think I've told you this before, is to visit rest homes, nursing homes, retirement homes in my sort of regular area and about a 10-mile radius I have. And one of the joys I have is to take in my keyboard and sit down with some of the residents there and sing some of the old songs. And you can guarantee that that song is always sung. On last week's programme, I played a Brendan O'Dowda track, and it wasn't a Percy French song, because Brendan was well known for his Percy French recordings, and I'm going to give you one of those Percy French recordings. And if I was honest, I want to say this is possibly my favourite Percy French song. A lovely, tender melody with lovely, reminiscing words. Brendan O'Dowda and Gort na Mona.
Long, long ago, in the woods of Gort na Mona, I thought the birds were singing in the blackthorn tree. But oh, it was my heart that was singing, 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 with the joy that you were bringing, oh my love. Long, long ago, in the woods of Gort na Mona, I thought the wind was sighing round the blackthorn tree. But oh, it was the banshee that was crying, crying, crying. And I knew my love was dying far across the sea. Now if you go through the woods of Gort na Mona, you'll hear the raindrops creeping through the blackthorn tree. But oh, it is the tears that I am weeping, weeping, weeping for the loved one that is sleeping far away from me. Long, long ago, in the woods of Gort na Mona, I thought the birds were singing in the blackthorn tree. But oh, it was my heart that was singing, 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 with the joy that you were bringing, oh my Lord.
That is superb. Certainly some wonderful singing, the way he puts the song across, accompanied by the Philip Green Orchestra. Brendan O'Dowda and Percy French at their best. Now, friends, our little programme, Sounds Irish, is now taken by many radio stations around the world. And I know that many people listening, although they may not be Irish, they are could be of Irish descent, grandfathers, grandmothers, great-grandfathers, and they associate themselves with Ireland. And if you are one of those nice people, I'll dedicate in the whole of this week's programme to you, and I hope that it will bring back Perhaps memories of holidays you spent in Ireland, or memories that your grandparents have talked to you about Ireland. So have a listen and stay with me. Now, here's a young lady. It's the first lady on the programme this week, and it's Anne Breen. She's been away, and while she's away, she's got Tipperary on her mind.
I could use some company, all right. Sometimes it's hard to be alone. Well, you may say I live a memory that I may seek and never find. Well, maybe that is how it's meant to be, that I have something on my mind. Temporary once again. The dream gets stronger.
Well, that was our first example on this week's programme of Country and Irish. It was Anne Breen singing a song all about Ireland, that's Irish, given a country style. And as I've said so many times before, friends, I am aware that a lot of people don't like country and Irish. I like it if it's performed well. Some of it's dreadful, but most of it's pretty good. That one was. That was Anne Breen and Tipperary on My Mind. I mentioned earlier on the fact that I visit nursing homes and rest homes and retirements in my general area every so often and, as I said, take the keyboard with me and have a bit of a sing-along. And occasionally, well, more than occasionally, regularly, I ask anyone if they'd like to come up and sing. Recently, this man came up to the microphone sitting beside me and he said, I want to sing a song. That it's not an Irish song, Joe. I know it's not an Irish song. But he said, I learnt this song, a good 30-odd years ago, he said, and it's always been my party piece. And he sang this song. I'm giving you the version by Frank McCafferty. And we all joined in the chorus. And maybe you'll do the same.
He remembers the first time he met her. He remembers the first thing she said. He remembers the first time he held her and the night that she said they'd be wed. He remembers a sweet way of saying, honey, has something gone wrong? He remembers the fun and the teasing and the reason he wrote her this song. I'll give you a daisy, a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy, a day. I'll love you until the river runs still and the four winds we know blow. They would walk down the street in the evening, and for years I would see them go by. And their love that was more than the clothes that they wore could be seen in the gleam of their eyes. As a kid they would take me for candy, and I loved to go tagging along. We'd hold hands while we walked to the corner, and the old man would sing her a song. I'll give you a daisy, a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy, a day. I'll love you until the river runs still. Now he walks down the street in the evening, and he stops by the old candy store, and I somehow believe he's believing he's holding her hand like before. For he feels all her love walking with him, and he smiles at the things she might say. Then the old man walks up to the hilltop and gives her a daisy day. I'll give you a daisy day, dear. I'll give you a daisy day. I'll love you until the river runs still and the four winds we know blow. I'll give you a daisy, a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy, a day. I'll love you until the river runs still.
Well, I can guarantee that that song will be going through my head for the next couple of days. Have you a daisy, a day? Frank McCafferty there, didn't he give a lovely job on that one? I'm getting my Daniel O'Donnell track in nice and early this week because we might squeeze another one in before the end of the programme. And this is from an album that Daniel made some time ago entitled Moon Over Ireland. And I'll tell you what we'll do. We listen to the title track. I think this is lovely.
There's a moon over Ireland, comes in from the sea, across the mountains and valleys, where the rivers run free. From the days of my childhood, oh, I've always known, there's a moon over Ireland that shines on my home. Go down the one road from Cork to Killarney and follow it on to Tralee, and you won't be tongue-tied when you kiss the Blarney. There's no fairer place you can be. I love you, Galway, Limerick and Derry, Sligo and Monaghan, Mayo. They say it's a long, long way to Tipperary, but that doesn't matter to me. I miss the Shannon, the hills of Roscommon, the green fields in my memory. And I want to tell all my friends and my family in Donegal, I'm coming home. I love you, Galway, Limerick and Derry, Sligo and Monaghan, Mayo and Clare. They say it's a long, long way to Tipperary, but that doesn't matter to me. There's a moon over Ireland, comes in from the mountains and valleys where the rivers run free. From the days of my childhood, oh, I've always known, there's a moon over Ireland that shines on my. There's a moon over Ireland that shines on my home.
There's a moon over Ireland that shines on my home. And if you're an Irish exile, tonight, when you look up at the moon, just think that that same moon is shining down on your home. Daniel O'Donnell, and as I promised, if we get time, we might squeeze another Daniel in before the end of the programme. Now, this next song requires a little bit of explanation. It's called John Riley, and it's performed by Golden Bough. Now, John Riley left Ireland in the year of the Irish Hunger, which was, as we've spoken so often on the programme before, the Irish was the famine in 1846. And John was a farmer and he couldn't do an awful lot when he went to America. So what does he do? He joins the army and he marches on it. Listen, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll leave it all up to Golden Bough as they sing all about John Riley.
John Riley came from Galway town in the years of the Irish hunger. He sailed away to America when the country was much younger. The place was strange and work was scarce and all he knew was farming. So he followed his other Irish friends to a job in the U.S. Army. Adventure calls and some men run and this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum and some get drunk on glory. They marched down to Texas, way to the banks of the Rio Grande. They built a fort on the banks above the Tonto Santiane. They were treated bad and paid worse, then the fighting started. The more they fought, the less they thought to the damned old U.S. Army. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, and some get drunk on glory. When the church bells rang on Sunday morn, it set his soul a-shiver. Saw the senoritas wash their hair on the far side of the river. John Riley and 200 more Irish mercenaries cast their lot, right or not, south of the Rio Grande. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, and some get drunk on glory. Bravely under the flag of the San Patricio, till the Yankee soldiers beat them down at the Battle of Churubusco. Then 15 men were whipped like mules, their cheeks were hot iron branded, made to dig the graves of 50 more who a hanging fate had handed. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, and some get drunk on glory. John Riley sits and drinks alone at a bar in Veracruz. He wonders if it matters much if you win or if you lose. I'm a man who can't go home, a vagabond, says he. A victim of some wanderlust and divided loyalty. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum and some get drunk on glory. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum and some get drunk on glory. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum and some get drunk on glory.
Some get drunk on demon rum and some get drunk on glory. That was John Riley, sung for us there by Golden Bough. I mentioned earlier on that one of the joys in my life is to go to the nursing homes and rest homes, what have you. Another of my joys is to play for many of the tourists that visit Bray here. Now, Bray is the town where I live in County Wicklow. And I play in one of the hotels in the town. And this hotel is very, very popular with tourists. And they get busloads of tourists that come in and I play and entertain them. Now, what I do at the beginning of the evening, I ask them to name me three Irish songs. And this song is always, well, certainly among 90% of the time, somebody mentions this song. Actually, it's one of my favourite songs. And I'm going to ask Barleycorn to sing this song that you all know so well. I did say at the beginning of the programme there would be some favourites. Here's one of mine.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow to streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and truth was no wonder, for so was her father and mother before. And they wheeled their wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She died of a fever, and no one could save her. So that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels her barrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh.
Always guaranteed to get people joining in the chorus, alive, alive, oh. And I hope as you were listening there to Barleycorn that you were joining in the chorus. I was, but I had the microphone turned off. Now for a beautiful track from Cherish the Ladies. Joni Madden and her friends and Dreaming of Home.